It's very disappointing because obviously we felt as if we were the stronger team and we shouldn't be really losing games like that. And especially with the two defeats before us, it looks quite bad, but I'm sure we'll bounce back from it on the weekend.
And the manager said that one thing the team did well tonight was create a lot of chances. You certainly had a hand in a few of them. But there was a lot of good forward and attacking play, wasn't there, if not the final touch, the final finish?
Yeah, obviously me and Jacob were quite attacking and Mitch obviously helped us as well. But I think because the boys haven't played together much, it kind of showed in defensively. But I thought we created a lot of chances and I thought we were unlucky not to get the win.
And I suppose any fans who leave the ground disappointed, do they have to view it in the context of so many changes? 10 changes to the starting lineup, 4 substitutions as well. It is hard, even though you train together, to be able to go and play against a good team like Forest are and do well when there's so many alterations to the side.
Yeah, I'm not making excuses for us, but they're obviously on a high, and a lot of us, this was our first game this season, so it was always going to be difficult, but I felt as if we should have won that game.
How much did it mean to you to start again for Newcastle's first team a year to the day since you last started in the same competition?
Yeah, I love playing football. I want to start every game possible, but obviously it's special now because I've scored a goal in this game and it's my first game for 12 months, so it was a bit emotional for me. But yeah, it's a blessing every time I play for Newcastle.
You set up the first goal and your finish to make it 2-2 was fantastic. How much pleasure did it give you to score a goal of such high quality at an important time?
I feel as if I can bring that to the team. So when I score goals like that, I hope the manager kind of takes notice because obviously I've got to impress to get my opportunities. But I'm happy with my contribution. I'm annoyed that I couldn't stay on the pitch because I got cramped. But yeah, let's just go again, really.
I think we were a little bit worried when we saw you go down the tunnel, but it was just cramp. And are you okay?
Yeah, don't worry about me. I'm good.
Because it's been such a frustrating time for you, hasn't it? Whenever you seem to get the chance to play, it's been interrupted by injury. So I suppose staying fit is key for your chances, isn't it? Because the supporters who've seen you will know the ability is there.
Yeah, as you said, really, yeah. It's always about staying fit for me because I feel as if when I do get my chance, I normally do quite well. But hopefully this is a good year for me and I feel strong, I feel fit. So, yeah, I'm ready.
And West Ham at home on Saturday. And the manager said that players who played tonight, no matter what their status is in the squad, if they do well, they have a chance of playing. Do you feel that given your positive contribution, you've enhanced your chance of maybe getting into the starting 11? You've been on the bench for the two league games so far.
Well, I don't think I've done much wrong to be any worse in the manager's eyes, if you know what I mean. But at the end of the day, the manager picks the team. West Ham's a different game to Nottingham Forest and yeah, I'm sure you'll pick the strongest team you feel is available.